I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's what we do on The Hump Show. We catapult you forward into the better half of your work week. You know, some people talk about the better half or my better half when they're in relationships. Yes, the better half of your work week. That's the where we're headed next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Even as we hit 4 o'clock Eastern time on the East Coast, watching the news, it's now a live broadcast as opposed to just some weather information up in the corner, and just seeing the photos coming out of Cuba and parts of Florida. And of course, the rain is already hitting parts of Florida. Hurricane Ian is still sitting at a Category 3, but is intensifying as it nears Florida and St. Pete and Tampa and Fort Myers and the Gulf Coast. And so I'm thinking of all of you. I've got family and friends that I reached out to in the last few hours to see how they're doing, to let them know that I was thinking of them and will be praying for them. And a lot of people, millions of people in the path of this storm. And it's not just the Gulf Coast, but right now the rain is stretching. I mean, the outer bands of this hurricane, the rains are over the Bahamas right now. That's how crazy it is. But the tropical force storm winds are already battering Florida. And so depending upon where you are, where your loved ones are, we're talking about crazy winds and tornado warnings and storm surge. But the rain itself, I mean, the size of this hurricane, and it's not moving all that quickly. The size of this hurricane has got rain that goes pretty much all the way up into the central, north central portions of Florida, rain already. And even now, as I say, they're showing photos of some of the places that are feeling the rain and the winds, but also showing photos in the aftermath, including Cuba. Not a whole lot of photos coming out of the western half of Cuba, but that includes Havana. They don't have the infrastructure to be able to withstand a storm like this. So I'm waiting to hear from my Cuban family, my Cuban friends, but just the photos, they're devastating. It's like Puerto Rico or some of these other Caribbean countries that get battered by these storms, but they have no place to go, and they really don't have the option to move out of a storm's path or really to rebuild in many cases. It's such a loss, and it's so devastating over and over when these storms cross their islands. Actually, just seeing on the news now that at least two hurricanes have already touched down in Florida, South Florida, and there's been major flooding. So thinking of you, please be smart. Please be safe. That's all in this that should be the priority. That's all that is the priority when it comes to these kind of storms. I've been through a couple of hurricanes, a couple of tornadoes, not certainly as regularly as what many people experience who are on the Gulf Coast or on the Atlantic coast in the southern portions, southeast portions of the country. I know a lot of you are old hats at this, but still it can be scary. And it's been a long time since the west coast of Florida, the Gulf Coast, has seen a storm like this one. Yeah, 120 mile per hour winds. That's what makes a Category 3. And it's leaving debris and power outages and damage and water in its wake. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It is the Hump Show. And by the weekend, the storm will have passed. The worst of the storm will have dissipated. So we can at least keep our eyes on the weekend and on the horizon and know that the storm will keep moving. We are live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. We are about 30 minutes away from Ask Amy Anything, so you can send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page. And see that many of you are taking the opportunity to weigh in. If you do not hear your question on the air, and I don't know, never know what producer Jay is going to pick, but if you don't see your question, or see your question, if you don't hear your question on the air, then you do know I go back very often and answer the ones that are quick, not the ones that require a diatribe or a mini monologue. But the ones that are quick, I'll go back and I'll answer. So you can check that out always after the fact on Twitter or on Facebook. And I don't know why I have the hiccups. It happens at the strangest times. In addition to that, actually, very soon, I haven't done it yet, but you know, I post photos every now and then, and I have to tell you that the Leroy Butler signed Hall of Fame jersey showed up at my house over the weekend. We've been so busy with the football weekend that I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but it's pretty sweet. I haven't tried it on yet. I'm one of those people that when I get something new or something super cool, I almost don't want to wear it or try it on because it's just so cool as it is. It's like a brand new cell phone. I don't want to use it because there's fingerprints all over it and it's not nearly as cool. And anyway, so I'm excited. Leroy is the best. Had a chance to run into him when I was at Lambeau Field for week number two. He's just awesome to be able to meet him and hug him and share a few laughs and take a photo, which was his idea, by the way, because I stink at selfies. But he was the one that said, let's take a selfie. So I sent it to him, which was fun. And that is on both Twitter and Facebook, but I haven't yet taken a photo of the jersey. So I will. I don't want to do a selfie, though, because you don't get the whole jersey. I was going to have my brother do it this weekend because he and my sister-in-law were supposed to come up from Virginia, Northern Virginia. But now that the storm is making its way up the coast, they didn't want to drive back in the rain and the wind. So Saturday, Sunday was kind of a no-go for them to be on the roads, which I absolutely appreciate. And so they're going to wait. I'm going to have to find somebody else who will take the photo of me. Ask my neighbor randomly, hey, do you mind taking a photo of me?
It's a good neighbor.
No. My neighbors actually are the best when it comes to helping me with my pets. That's pretty much all I ask of them. And then I have some neighbors who, when they're gone, because they have a lake house in the Poconos, when they're gone, then they ask me to look out for their house and also pull their trash cans back from the curb, yada, yada, yada. So we help each other out. It's kind of cool to have neighbors like that. But yes, because my entire life revolves around Penny's schedule, and even more so now that she's on insulin and needs shots twice a day that essentially have to stay on a relatively tight schedule day to day, it's a little bit different now. I mean, I thought she ran my life before. Whew, I can't make dinner plans. I can't work out. I can't take naps. I can't do anything that I normal things that are part of my life that I make a part of my routine without planning around her insulin schedule now. So it's a completely different thing. And I have a friend who I talk to frequently. She went to the Yankees game with me a couple weeks ago. She had a dog who was on insulin. And I remember that she used to say to us, oh, I can't come over yet. I got to give Milo his shot. And I didn't know how long she had done that. And so I asked her, how many years were you doing that for Milo? 6 years that she was giving Milo his shot. So I Poor Penny. I would love for her to live six more years, but that would be asking a lot of the poor dog since she's about to be 13 and already has lived a very healthy life for a dog of her size at 70 pounds. And so she's good. She's happy. She takes her shots like a champ for the most part. Sometimes she tenses up and it's harder to find a spot where I can give her the shot. But she knows that she gets a treat after. So when I tell her, let's get your medicine, she steps up. Or stands up and follows me into her room, and she gets her medicine because she gets a treat. It's a good thing that the diabetes caused her to lose weight, because otherwise she would be having way too many treats. Anyways, 6 years. First of all, the expense of insulin every single month, holy cannoli. But then to think about having to plan my life around her shots for the next 6 years, I haven't even lasted a year yet. But that brings me to what I found online. I think this is really fascinating, but also funny to me. Because if you're a pet owner and you're a devoted pet owner, these things are pretty standard. These things I'm about to talk about from this poll that featured thousands of pet owners. And it was conducted by one poll on behalf of the pet products and pet supply company Chewy, which is actually where I get my insulin from. Sometimes under duress, but it is where I get my insulin from. I know producer Jay's shaking his head because he knows there have been a couple of very stressful stretches where I've been out of insulin and Chewy has screwed up the order. The problem is, Jay and others and people who need insulin, whether for humans or for pets, there's an insulin shortage in our country. And so if you are no longer in a situation where your auto ship, it's really hard to find. I mean, I remember the last time I went through this with Chewy, I made dozens of phone calls to various companies, to various hospitals to try to get some insulin, and nobody had any that they were willing to share. So I really can't quit Chewy as much as I would like to.
Well, they just wronged you the last time because they told you that it was on the way. They had a tracking number and everything. You called them. You're like, where is it? It's not here. And they're like, oh, we don't know. Yeah. So how do you mean you don't know? There's a tracking number on it.
I know. It's very stressful. Penny actually went without insulin for nearly 48 hours, and it was very scary. Anyway, she's good. The dog is like a tank. But speaking of, though, Chewy and this poll, some of these numbers kind of jumped out at me, but I don't think that they're surprising. And producer Jay's family has a dog, too, so we'll use you as guinea pig number two. I'm guinea pig number one, but I'm pretty much a slave to my dog's schedule. So how about this? For nearly 4 out of 5 Americans, this is so funny, seeing their pet when they get home is the best part of their day. 4 out of 5. 78%, which is nearly 4 out of 5, agree that seeing their pet when they get home is the best part of their day.
That's high. That's a big number.
I mean, how does Moose Chunk greet you when you get home?
Oh, he doesn't. He usually just lays on the couch still. Well, sometimes he'll get up.
All right. Well, see, that's what you get for having a bulldog. Penny, she's almost 13, and the dog still wags her tail like she hasn't seen me for 10 years. It's been, 6 hours, and she acts like I've been gone for years. Now, the funny part is when I've been gone for a week, she almost gives me the cold shoulder. It's funny. She doesn't get nearly as excited when I've been gone for a long time, only when I've been gone overnight.
Because she's upset. She's making you earn it back.
I guess. Yes. But I get a lick when I get home in the morning. My dog's not a licker. She's not. I love that about her. But in the morning, I get what we call the kisses, and I get a lick on my face when I get home. So I would agree. It's in my top three, okay, is seeing Penny That's when I get fair. Home. Mostly because I'm home. And yeah. I'm in my own space, but definitely sleeping is my favorite part of the day.
I mean, when Moose does get up and he gets excited when I get home, it's nice.
When you guys come home from a trip and he actually greets you and runs around, you get very excited.
Yeah, he like squirms and he does this little like shake that he does, and it's fun. But is it my favorite part of the day? No, I'd say my favorite part of the day when I get home from work is, now that it's especially since it's getting a little colder, is putting on my sweatpants. That's the best part of the day to me.
That says everything you need to know about producer Jay.
My sweats are on. My slippers are on.
Everything you need to know about producer Jay. Let's go.
Once the sweats are on, game's over.
Okay, so using the 4 out of 5 as the starting point for pet owners, best part of their day. I don't know what that says about married people. Best part of their day is when their pet greets them. I just want my husband to know, my future husband, that seeing him will be the best part of my day. Just, I promise, most of the time. So moving on, 71% of the thousands of people that were polled said they regularly put their pet's needs before their own. Oh, hell yeah. But yeah. My dog and cat's needs come way before my own. Before my sleep, before my meals, before my travel, before my plans, before everything. Literally, my schedule revolves around these two yahoos. They run my life.
I feel like if you're a pet owner, you kind of have to. It's kind of like, is that your baby who they can't do it for themselves? So if you don't do it for them, say, let them out, feed them, give them the insulin shot. It's not going to get done. So you have to put their needs over yours at times. Most of the time. Every time, really.
I would say good pet owners, yes.
Yeah.
So here we go. Continuing to move forward. And all of these, I'm in the yes category. According to the poll, 40% of people plan their trips, or at least plan their time away, with their pets in mind. Where they live, 37%. Now, if you think about it, if you rent and you are a pet owner, you obviously have to consider pets when it comes to where you live. But how about if you would prefer to live in a city versus a suburb where there's green grass and there's parks, right? So I not only can't afford to live in New York City, but I also would not want to walk Penny on nothing but pavement for the most part. And so I absolutely agree that picking a place to live, as well as picking an area in which I live, has a lot to do with my pets. I mean, I know there are some people who in the past have moved and can't take their pets. There isn't a snowball's chance in hell I would ever move to a place where I couldn't take my pets. I mean, it's like moving to a place where they don't allow kids. I couldn't do that. They're mine. They're my responsibility. They count on me. I could never give up a pet in order to move to a particular place. So, yeah, again, these are all things that are no-brainers for me. So 40% say pets influence the trips they take. 37% says where they live. And how about this? 35% say the pets influence the people they hang out with.
Wow. How does that correlate?
Well, what if you have friends who are allergic?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to see them again?
No. I don't think that. Just like that you wouldn't have them over to your house, you know? So yeah. I have actually some family members who they have bunnies. And as well as a dog. And they have an in-law, so a husband, a spouse of another family member, who is allergic to bunnies, as in deathly allergic to bunnies. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So they very rarely hang out at their house. And if they do, they have to be outside. Because even walking inside, I've never even heard of being allergic to bunnies.
Never in my life.
But even walking inside, apparently, he gets very sick, like, just like that.
Scary.
Yeah. So that's kind of my point is, like, does it influence the people you hang out with? If the people I hang out with don't like pets, I mean, I have friends who don't like animals, and so they don't really come over much. I mean, maybe that. That one's probably not as big a deal to me, but how about this? This number seems really low to me. 36% of the people polled said their pet even impacts how they spend money. Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, duh. I spend more money on my pets than I do on myself.
Pets are expensive as hell.
Oh my gosh, especially older pets. Yeah. I have a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old, and thankfully the cat is completely healthy, but the dog has got all kinds of medical challenges, and I spend a ton of money every month on whatever raise I got, and it was little bitty, it was very minuscule. All that money is going to my pet's meds. So how about this? Pets also play a significant role in all aspects of day-to-day activities, according to half of the people polled. Again, like whether I'm going for a ride, whether I'm, you know, going to a park where I'm getting my exercise. And it used to be that the dog would run with me. She doesn't anymore. But when I go hiking when she was younger, I would take her with me. So yeah, my day-to-day activities, when I take naps, when I eat my food, when I exercise, all of that has to do with my dog.
It's her schedule. It's her world.
Yeah. 50% admit they plan their free time around being with their pet. How about that? Being with their pet. Tell the truth, you out there. I don't think this qualifies with Jay, but have you ever canceled plans or left a place early to go home to your pet? I have. I've left parties early. I've left a wedding early, meaning like the part, like the reception after. I've left places early because I felt bad about my dog being by herself. or I just wanted to get out of there and used her as an excuse. But more of the time, I will leave gatherings early because, like last year at Thanksgiving, I was having a grand old time. I was at this big Thanksgiving with a family who invited me over, but I had to leave because I had to go home to the dog.
I feel like my family's done that with our dog.
Yeah. So more than 2 in 5, meaning 43%, would change plans so their pet could be included. 39% would rather cancel to spend more time with their pet.
39%?
Yeah. How about this? Almost two-thirds of Americans who were polled have gotten another pet as a companion for their current pet. I've done that before.
That's a dangerous game. I've done that too.
Yeah, they say cats are always better when there's two of them if you're going to be gone for a long time. So absolutely, I would say, my life three times, I've gotten a second cat to be with the first cat.
So two cats and one dog at the same time?
Oh, yeah, that was a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'll never do that again. Even two pets now, but I look back on when I had three pets, and I had three pets for, let's see, from late 2012 to middle of 2020. I had three pets. I moved with three pets. It's not easy.
Did you base your decision off of the pets?
I had to find a place to live that would take all three pets. Yeah, I was renting the first 6 years I was in New Jersey. So yeah, I had to go to places that I could have pets. Although in one of them, they only thought I had one cat, not two. So, okay. Anyway, so 62% have gotten another pet for their pet, and a third would consider getting another pet because of their current animal situation. Okay, one more. Well, not one more, a couple more really quickly. 66% say that they don't want their pets to get lonely. I don't know that pets get that emotion, but 66% are worried about their pets getting lonely. And 51% actually say they got a second pet so that their current animal gets more exercise, like having someone.
Chase them around.
Yeah, chase around, move around, just anything. Let's see. This does not include me. I'm not in the 23% who've cooked their pets homemade meals, but I do know people who cook for their pets. No joke.
My mom does.
Yeah, I know people who cook for their pets. 21%. Now, my dog does not sleep in the bed. I can't keep my cat off the bed, but I don't sleep with my dog. 21% of them let the dog or the cat choose where they'd like to sleep in bed first. That's not me. So I do not cook homemade meals for my pets, and I do not allow them to sleep in the bed first.
No.
I would never
first.
Have any room, but also my dog's not allowed on furniture, though she sneaks time on the couch. I know it. Okay, let's see. This one totally includes me. 46% of pet parents, that's what they call it in the Chewy poll, 46% of pet parents have spent more on their pets' medical needs than on their own. Yep, that's me in the last year. I mean, I don't love it, but what are you going to do? That's life.
That's what you got to do. It's a good pet mom.
Since getting a pet, 40% believe they're more responsible and empathetic.
40%?
40% say they're more responsible. You don't think that having a pet makes you more responsible?
No, I think the number should be higher.
Oh, got you. And almost 30% feel more prepared to have kids because they've had pets. I would agree with that. I mean, I know I don't have kids yet, but I feel like having pets and kind of understanding that they run your life makes me more prepared to have kids. Also having nieces and that kind of stuff. Let's see. Oh, this is funny. 50% say they're equally in tune with both their own emotions and their pet's emotions.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And then you don't think you're in tune?
How the hell could you know that?
You don't know what Moose is thinking and feeling?
I mean, you get an idea, but to say I'm 100% in tune with what he's thinking.
No,
like,
50% say they're in tune.
Yeah, but that means that they think they're 100% in tune. Like.
2 in 5 say they're more in touch with their own with their pet's emotions than their own.
I mean, come on, that's bad. That's like unstable.
24% believe quality time is the way to their pet's heart. Oh, yeah. Your pet just wants you to spend time with them.
Just food. Food is the way to your pet's
treats,
heart.
Well, treats. But let's be honest. Walks and food and treats. But also, I would agree. I've got a needy cat, and all she wants is to be wherever I am. Plus, we move in a pack in my house. Like, it doesn't take long. If I sit down, both pets are within 2 feet of me within seconds. That I mean, we have an entire house. I should just get what are those places called? The ones that are like little.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Tiny houses. Yeah. I should just get a tiny house because we're always in the same 5 square feet. I mean, can we spread out a little, for heaven's sake?
I remember
sakes?
When I came over and we watched TV the one time, I was in your chair and Penny was sitting on my... Not Penny. Sugar was sitting on my head.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Penny should not be sitting on your head.
No.
Your head or on the chair either, actually. So yeah, Sugar, it's embarrassing. I took a picture of my... Well, I didn't take a picture of Jay, but I should have. I took a picture of a friend who came over recently where the cat was on her lap and was actually blocking her face. Like, I couldn't even see my friend. All I could see was the cat, like, standing on her. It's so embarrassing. All right. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That's coming up. I hope that made you smile a little bit or made you cringe if you're not a pet owner and you don't.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Understand, because there's two kinds of people in this world. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat 10. He's gone!
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touch the center salting into the end zone. Touchdown!
The people have spoken, and one score stands above the rest. Here is your TD of the week. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Hurts back. Hurts looking. Hurts firing. Devontae Smith, touchdown! He caught it in the corner of the end zone. Again, he went skyward.
The Slim Reaper.
How did they get that off? You know what? They don't have a number one and a number two receiver. They have two number ones, Brown and Smith.
Trust that Jalen has and all the receivers. Just, I mean, it's our ball, nobody's ball. So just being there with him, just being able to make sure that if we don't come down with it, nobody comes down with it.
Devontae Smith, one of my favorite receivers to watch in the NFL. And even if he's not the one you would say is option number one, numero uno, you still have to know where he is at all times. He's athletic. He's slippery. He's thin, and he's athletic, and he can leap out of a building. And so the way that he performed and the way that he and Jalen Hurts connected goes back to that Alabama connection, right? No surprise, even if at times he might get lost in the number of different options that they've got there in Philadelphia. Now at 3-0, one of the only undefeated teams still standing, and a record first half for him with 156 yards, most of them of the acrobatic variety, like that touchdown. So your choice for our TD of the week, Devontae Smith from the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese with the call. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm sitting here writing my CBS Sports Minute. Got to go record it. And it's actually comical to me. I try to make these light and sometimes fairly irreverent, most times fairly irreverent. And so I'm writing it about the Brooklyn Nets and how comical it is that all of a sudden they can circle the wagons and pretend like this is fairly standard and happens. It happens everywhere. It happens all the time. It's just, this is what families go through. This is what teams go through. Guys want out. When they don't get out, they ask for ultimatums. When they don't get those, well, okay, I guess we'll just make the best of it. As if this may not happen a year down the road. I mean, come on. We could be in the exact same place come next summer. But I did like what Marquise Morris had to say about everything that's happened with Kyrie, who called the whole thing awkward. KD, who actually believes that he's the one that is keeping everything together. Just the idea that these guys both wanted out and neither one got out. And now they all have to operate like the whole thing was just a big joke.
Break up with a girlfriend, you get back with her. Same s***. Same s***. You have your differences until you figure it out.
Yeah. Does it work?
Yeah, I mean, broke up with my wife a couple times. We still married. It works. You know, sometimes you need space to figure some things out.
Okay, except he says same bleep, so I'm thinking, does that mean it's not going to change? It's going to be the same bleep? So in 2 months, in 8 months, in 10 months, same bleep. We'll still be hearing about a breakup that's pending for the Brooklyn Nets. I've broken up with my wife a couple of times. We're still married. Oh, it's funny stuff.
You know, sometimes you need space to figure some things out.
I love that I'm not the only one who uses relationship analogies to apply to sports. I mean, pretty much everything can be seen through the lens of a relationship. On Twitter, After Hours CBS. On our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up next, your chance to hear your questions answered. Producer Jay is now putting together his list, so hustle up. If you got a brilliant question, you better send it now. Ask Amy Anything is next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is part of our hump show.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot.
To me, how many questions come in after the fact, but I always try to go back and answer. So if you haven't heard yours, well, you will soon. Also, producer Jay suggested not that long ago that we could do another video version of Ask Amy Anything, and he thinks kind of a football themed. Maybe then I'll wear my Leroy Butler signed Hall of Fame jersey. How
now
about
we
that?
Have to do it.
Okay, that sounds fun. We could introduce that. I think Leroy would be proud. I only have two jerseys. One was not a game-worn Hall of Fame jersey. Pretty sweet of Leroy. I have to send him a thank you note. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for your questions. Haven't seen him, about to hear him. Producer Jay has got that look on his face.
Let's jump right in. So this one It seems like it would be asked more commonly, but I don't think I've ever seen this before, so I had to throw it in. Sean wants to know, how soon do you start work before you hit the air, and how long does it take to prepare for each show?
You've actually never heard that question before?
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Oh, gosh,
since I've been
it's one of the most commonly asked questions that I get. In fact, it's in my FQA blog post. Rule of thumb is that I allow an hour of prep for every hour on the air. So 4 hours of preparation are fairly standard. And that includes reading. That includes some time of the year watching games, but not always. It includes social media. It includes prepping for interviews and in some cases recording those beforehand, right? We have coaches or athletes. But in the fall, that doesn't include the football time, right? So on Sundays, the games start at 1 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific, and I start watching games at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I watch them all day long, all night long, and take my notes, and then I'm still working until 6 o'clock Eastern time the next morning. So that's a 16-hour workday. When there are college football games on Saturdays, the ones that become really compelling, and you got to watch them for purposes of the college football playoff, but also the big rivalries. I mean, those are hours spent prepping that don't factor into the equation. I would say standard rule is an hour for every hour on the air. But this time of the year and in October, all bets are off. And I would say I work more than I don't work in October. Well, I mean, that's probably the case most of the time. You add another 4 hours to every single day in October because the games are taking place nonstop.
That's the truth. And Mark wants to know, what do you do to unwind after work?
Well, immediately after work, I eat breakfast food. Then I walk the dog. We shuffle, really, these days. And I also read fiction before I go to bed. Now, it's kind of funny because I can sometimes only get through 3 sentences. Sometimes 3 pages, very rarely more than that before I am falling asleep on my book and it becomes just comical. There are times when I fall asleep mid-text conversation, no joke. But that's how I unwind. I give my brain something else to think about besides sports. When it comes to weekends, I run, I do yard work. I do not talk about sports when I'm with my friends. We go out to dinner. Last week, found a brand new restaurant. A friend and I sat outside. It was such good food and such a great atmosphere. I'm going to plan some fall hikes, and I like to go play golf. You'd be surprised at how much whacking 100 golf balls takes the stress right out of your day. But exercise is important. Naps are important. I don't get nearly as many of those as I would like to. And I schedule phone calls. So a lot of Fridays and Saturdays, I have phone calls scheduled with family and friends because that helps me get out of the work mode and remind me about everything else that's going on in my life.
Well, you did mention food. And of course, it is time for the food portion of Ask Me Anything. Tim says it's officially soup season. He goes, I just made yummy shrimp and corn chowder. What's your favorite soup?
Well, I do love shrimp and I do love corn. So that'd be a really good one. Actually, my favorite soup is a homemade recipe that we have a secret ingredient. So I can't tell you what it is, but it's called Venus de Milo soup. And I make it more like a stew. My mom prefers a little more of the chicken broth. So it's soupy. Soup-like, but it's made with either turkey burger or ground beef, and then it's potatoes, and it's orzo, and it's a ton of vegetables, and it's delicious. It's a soup that eats like a meal, but also there's a secret ingredient that gives it a fantastic taste that I can't tell you what it is. I actually remember, so producer Tom, who was my first producer on After Hours, he, Italian, also big into food, loved to cook, and I tried to get him to guess the ingredient. He never could. It's so good. Anyway, Jay doesn't like vegetables, so I can't get him to try to guess the ingredient.
You think I would get it?
So I think you could if you ate it, but you won't eat it, so it doesn't matter. So I would say number one would be Venus de Milo soup. That's what we call it. Number two would be chili, and I make about 7 different versions of chili. And actually, because it's going to be a weekend of chillier temperatures, as well as some rain coming up the coast with Hurricane Ian, I'm definitely making some chili this weekend. I'm craving it. I love chili. Chili year-round. I don't make it as much after Memorial Day, but I do love me some chili.
A little stormy weekend, some chili, some movies. Nice.
Also, pumpkin corn chowder. His is a shrimp corn chowder. I make a spicy pumpkin corn chowder with green chilies. No, only in the fall, but I haven't made it yet. Because people think pumpkin is sweet. It's not. Pumpkin is not sweet at all. And so you can use it. I have a recipe for pumpkin baked ziti. I know you love ziti. It's really good. It adds a little taste to it.
I would definitely give that a shot.
Would you? Okay, I'll make it.
Absolutely. Keeping it foodier for a sec, Tommy asks, how do you like your cheese curds? Fried or fresh?
Fresh. Always fresh. I get it. People love cheese sticks, mozzarella, fried mozzarella, whatever. But because I have a Wisconsin tie and because I've got my dad's whole side of the family from Wisconsin, I always ate fresh cheese curds, the kind that squeak on your teeth. They're so freaking good. I brought Jay back some from my grandmother's 100th birthday celebration, and they're amazing, aren't they?
They were so damn good.
Find out you can freeze them. So I froze them before I left Wisconsin, and Jay and his family had them that way with out of the freezer. You kind of let them sit for a bit, and they're still fresh after you.
Yeah, they were just in the fridge, and I would just pop in there and just grab a couple.
Oh, you didn't freeze them?
No, I had them in the fridge after I got them back. Yeah, okay. So. All right, but we'll switch over to beverage before we get out of this category.
Beverage.
Here. Jesse asks, are you a soda drinker? And if so, what is your favorite? Love the show.
Yay. Hi, Jesse. Do love soda, but have had to make major changes. So when I was in my 20s, I drank Dr. Pepper like it was going out of style. It was something I brought home from Oklahoma, where you ask for a Coke and they give you a DP. But when I got to my late 20s and early 30s, I couldn't keep drinking soda like that. It was way too much sugar. So that's when I discovered coffee. I didn't like coffee. I didn't like the taste of coffee. So I had to figure out a way to drink coffee. I drink it iced year round. That's my compromise. Though I do love the smell of hot coffee. And now when I drink soda, I only do zeros. So Coke Zero, which is becoming more and more prominent everywhere you go now, even on airlines, they have Coke Zero. So Coke Zero, Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar is actually really good. And I love vanilla Coke Zero, but I don't find it in the store very often.
Don't forget the vanilla cherry Dr. Pepper Zero.
Right, that's something new I'm trying right now. I found that in a store and it was on sale, so I thought I'd try it. It's pretty good. You do definitely get the distinct flavors of cherry and vanilla with it's actually not a DP, though. It's a Coke.
Oh,
remember?
Okay, yeah,
we
right.
tried it. It's a Coke.
Right.
I lied to you and said it was a Dr. Pepper, but it's actually only a Coke.
Both good.
Okay. All right.
So we were just talking about...
It passed the J test, which means it's good.
I love soda. You know that.
Yes.
So we were talking earlier about pets and our various pet polls. Pat weighs in. He says, I've got 21 pets. Is that too many pets?
If you have the money and the space and they're all well cared for, then no. I mean, those 21 pets, if they're happy and they're taken care of, where each one gets attention and has its medical and physical and emotional needs met, then no. I mean, if you can give a home to 21 pets, that's amazing. I would love to live on a ranch when I retire and have a whole bunch of pets and have it be a pet haven. I know there's farms out there that have way more than 21 animals and 21 pets. It's just, can you care for that many? Can you keep up with that many?
A lot. So Nancy wants to know, have you ever dressed Penny up on Halloween in a costume?
No. Heck no. The dog, no. I'm not, first of all, not embarrassing my dog that way. Second of all, she wouldn't do it. I mean, there's a lot of things I subject my dog to, like hugs. My dog gets so many hugs, it's not even funny. There are a lot of things I subject her to, but I would not put clothes on the dog. She's already wearing a fur coat. She's hot half the time, so I would not do that. She does... Every now and then, I try to take photos of her in cute positions. She doesn't even like that. So, yeah. Well, my dog knows when the camera comes out, she knows. She turns her head. So, no, I don't dress up my pets. Heck to the no. But you know what Penny loves to do, though? We walk on Halloween or when kids are trick-or-treating and she follows along and eats the Cheetos and the chips that are getting dropped on the ground. That's always great.
Probably your favorite day of the year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we'll go to a sports one here before a little rapid fire. Ronald asks, do you think the NFL taking away the Pro Bowl, replacing it with a week of skill competition and a flag football game will draw more viewers?
12 more. That's about it. I don't think people care that much. I mean, I might watch a little bit of it because it's kind of a skills competition. I find that really interesting with the NHL. But if you're not into... All-star games, then not really.
And actually, one more before rapid fire. Chris wants to know, on Monday Night Football, do you prefer the regular announcers or the Peyton and Eli broadcast?
Well, I love Peyton, and I love Eli, and I think they bring so much to the table as brothers, as siblings, but also their humor and their football knowledge. They're both eventually going to be Hall of Famers. Peyton is now. Eli will be. I mean, that's phenomenal. Two brothers who have four Super Bowl rings between them, and they're both going to be Hall of Famers. Like, that's... And they're funny. They're unassuming. I mean, Eli makes fun of Pate, and Pate makes fun of E. And just the fact that they can make fun of themselves, I think, is tremendous.
All right, rapid fire real quick. Long drive or long walk?
Long drive.
Sweater or hoodie?
Sweater.
Candy or popcorn?
Popcorn.
Bowling or mini golf?
Oh, mini golf's, no. I love bowling, but mini golf's is a travesty.
Rock, paper, or scissors?
Can I throw the rock at someone?
Okay.
Or something?
You could stab someone with
scissors,
too. I
don't like paper because you get paper cuts. That's the worst. And scissors, you're kind of awkward because when I drop them, they can stab me. And I do drop things. So I'll go rock.
And that'll do it.
Also, Vic wants to know if I'm ever disappointed in a Star Wars entry. Would I publicly admit it? Oh, heck yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.